Welcome to Google Ads Unleashed, the podcast that helps you harness the power of Google Ads to increase sales for your online business. In an ever-changing Google Ads landscape, we uncover the latest strategies, techniques, and best practices for creating effective ad campaigns that deliver real results. And now your host, Jeremy Young.
Hello and welcome, guys, to Google Ads Unleashed, another episode. So on this one, I'm going to do one a little bit off the cuff because last night I taught a bunch of people Google Ads in a seminar. I do this quite regularly for a friend of mine who has a very, very large agency, and yeah, he does a lot of coaching and they like to know a little bit about Google Ads now and again, so I tell them about it. And I had a question last night, which is actually quite an interesting one to unpack, because my assistant and colleague, she actually went onto Google, and it's one of the most sought after questions on Google itself. And I can sort of understand why as well, because it's one of them channels where a lot of people put a lot of faith in, and then they spend a lot of money and they're not getting the results, and they often get pushed back by their freelancer agency, and they just say, oh, you have to give it time, you have to give it time till it works. And the question is, how long until Google Ads actually work? That is a lot to unpack. That's a very, very difficult question to answer because it depends on so, so many variables. So I thought I'd do a quick episode about that, and I'm going to go through all of the sort of variables that I think determine the success or non-success of the channel, especially when it comes to a certain time frame. So let's dive right in. So I think the first thing that you have to take into consideration, whether you're how long it'll take for your ads to work or not work, is your search volume. So this is something that's unfortunately very, very underestimated throughout sort of the entire Google Ads cosmos, and by many marketers and by many businesses, is how many people realistically are looking for the stuff that you sell. Sometimes that's an ego, like something that's not going to work well with the ego as well, right? Because you want to be obviously selling as much as you want. And the reality is there might not be that many people looking for your stuff. So one good example is, for instance, I look after an e-commerce store. They sell women's makeup, and they also have a range of artisan brushes, okay? So they sell sort of different brushes for different applications of makeup. And it's their number one bestseller, right? It's doing really well. It's one of their best-selling products. The cool thing about the brushes is that they're all super unique and handmade, and everyone looks different and so on. And it's done super well on Meta because they look, you know, they have popping colors, they're super fancy, they are cool to look at, they're actually really high quality as well, they're vegan, they got all these benefits, fantastic. But on Google, they're not doing as well. And the reason for that, I just simply think, is there simply aren't that many people who will look for such an artisan, high-level brush, right? Like kind of the people who shop for this sort of stuff. Of course, there's lots of people looking for makeup brushes or for eyebrow brushes or whatnot. But the kind of people who will look for that, they will just buy either more likely an established brand and more likely something that is a lot cheaper. So what does this relate to search volume? The reality also is there are not that many people, as it happens. You'd think it'd be really popular makeup brushes, but there are really not that many people who search for it online. There's maybe an entire, so the store serves Germany. I think for something like eyebrow brush, there was maybe 800, 900 searches a month or something like that. It's really tiny, right? So you'd expect, oh, this thing, you know, is really popular. Surely it's got tons of searches. And you just don't. So how long does it take to see success then? Well, it takes a couple of weeks at least then, right, to really see conversions pouring in. Because, you know, let's say something is sought after 1,000 times a month. Let's say even 10,000 times. Yeah, right? Let's give it benefit of the doubt. 10,000 times a month. So divided by 30, yes, 330 times a day, out of which, let's say 5% click on your ad. That's about 25 people. That's a sale a day with a good conversion rate, right? So you just have to manage your expectations to really see success. Then the next thing, which it depends upon, until you see how long your Google Ads will work, is your budget. So if you are skimping with budget and are seeing, oh, I'm spending 10 a day or something like that, you're going to take ages to see success. Think about it. So let's say you sell a product for 100 euros or £100, okay? And you spend a tenner a day and your margin on that product is really good. Let's say you got a good product, great margin, everything. Your margin's, I don't know, 50%, right? So I know I'm simplifying things, but theoretically you could be, easily affording £50 for per acquisition to break even, okay? That means you're going to take 5 days until you can actually see a first sale through Google Ads if everything goes well, right? But the same goes for any channel. And the thing is, the channel lives off volume. If you have less than a grand to spend, even less than, I'd say about £3,000, £3,000 to £5,000 is a good starting point. If you have less than that, man, you're going to have a real hard time to see results any quickly at all. And it's just going to take a long time. Just think about it, right? Like if you just spend a tenner a day, you have to, for your ideal CPA, you have to spend a ton of money a ton of days actually until something happens. The best thing that you can do is to just have budget accordingly to give yourself a good start and to give yourself a good chance to even, achieve realistic CPAs, right? And the same then goes for generally for budget all in all. The more you budget you have, the faster you can learn and the faster you can fail and the faster you can make Google work. If you have a grand a day in budget, you're much, much quicker going to achieve results because you not only is big data on your side then, but also the faster you understand what doesn't work, the quicker the channel will work in general. Because that's my next point. The number of products or keywords or campaigns that you're testing determines instantly the success of the channel. So little anecdote here. We look after a client. They sell pipes and valves and really, really cool and heavy industrial applications. They cost hundreds up until thousands of pounds, these valves, right? Like really expensive. And they had something like, something like 15,000 SKUs in store. And when they came to us, we had that exact problem, right? They had, I don't know, maybe 5K in ad spend a month or something like that across all of those categories. Man, if you think about it now, so 5K a month is divided by, is £150 a day, something like that. And if you, is that correct? Yeah. Yeah, that is correct. It's about £150 a day, maybe a bit more, 170, whatever. And if you think about it, some of them valves, or the majority of them costs hundreds of pounds, or some of them cost even thousands of pounds. And across 15,000 SKUs, that £5,000 means that every SKU would have had 30 pence in ad spend allocated to it, if I calculate this correctly now. Yeah, I do. Yeah, every SKU would have had, realistically, if Google would have gone and said, listen, I'm going to allocate 50p to, let's say 50p, to every single product, and which can maybe even afford one click, right? Maybe not even one click. it's going to take ages until you find out what products work and what products don't work. So that means you're going to take ages until you find success with Google Ads. And interestingly, that's exactly what happened. We've been with this client now for a very, very long time. And they're amazing. They're literally the dream client, right? So really fantastic to work with and just put a lot of trust in us. And they understood this dilemma very quickly from the start. But they really believed in the channel and they believed in us. And what has happened now is that over literally years, we've accrued and gradually increased ad spend, but we've accrued so much ad spend across all our various SKUs that we've not only identified, sort of start to identify a lot of losing products, which we've turned off, but we've identified even more winners. And then suddenly Google becomes easier and easier, right? So it's taken literally months, if not years, to get those campaigns to work because we just had so many SKUs. Imagine you, probably a lot of you do Meta ads as well. Imagine you had a campaign and you have just 15 to pound a day on an ad set. And this ad set has 100 ads, right? That means you spread in that budget across 100 different creatives that you need to test and which all need to spend a valid amount of money in order to say this is not working or this is working. It's the same with Google. So that just depends. And the same with keywords as well, right? Whether it's products or keywords, doesn't matter. And it's just going to take, it's going to take a while for this all to work. Okay. Then how quickly you're going to see success is going to depend on the maturity of your store as well, or of your page. So if you're a brand new brand, I wouldn't even recommend starting with Google Ads. But if you are, it's going to take a while to get it to work, if at all, right? So generally speaking, the more mature the store is and the more mature the brand is, the easier and the quicker it is to get Google Ads off the ground. And by the way, as a rule of thumb as well, if you can't get it sort of to work pretty much instantly within the first week or two, generally, there's also an underlying issue, which I'm going to get to now in my last point, and that is your page and offer. So it's going to take a while to work if you are unsure about how good your page and your offer is, so how good your landing pages are, product pages, how well your store converts, and how good your offer is compared to others in the market. Because you will have to accrue a few weeks of spend potentially to identify where the bottlenecks are. And realistically, I've actually done a podcast about this. Realistically, you can understand any performance of any absolute every single e-commerce store in the world by understanding click-through rate, the cost of the click, the conversion rate, and the average order value and margin. That's all you need to know to understand where the bottleneck is. So if the first, if the click-through rate looks great, if the CPC looks great, if the conversion rate looks great, but the average order value or margin's poor, then you have a product issue. If you have a conversion rate issue, then it's something wrong with your store. Doesn't it load fast enough? Is the offer terrible? You can check all of those other softer metrics such as add to cart rate, and other things as well, just to get a better understanding where exactly the product lies. You can chuck in apps such as Hotjar to really understand and drive home the user behavior on a page, etc. So you can understand that if your CPC is too high, then either it's the competition or you're going for the wrong keywords or your bidding strategy, etc. And click the rate, then it's something usually with your feed or with your ads, okay? So that's kind of, you can identify the bottleneck everywhere, knowing those and observing those metrics. So it's going to take a while if one of them fails, right? If one of them's not good. So your page and your offer needs to be banging. Yeah, so how long until Google Ads work? It depends, is the answer. Generally, like I said, if you don't see success within the first 2 weeks, there's usually something not right. If but I also always say you have to give everything a chance, right? You just have to test properly. So that's that. I hope that's been helpful. I hope that's been sort of helpful in sorting the couple of thoughts for everyone. If you have any further questions still, please always reach out to Jeremy at jungledigital.marketing. You can also find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Instagram. Just to look for Google Ads Unleashed or Young and Digital. You can find us by the website. You can, what we do is we help, of course, e-commerce stores directly scale on Google Ads. We help you with teaching Google Ads as well. So if you need help with your, you know, with your business and you want to really learn it yourself and run it yourself, get in touch. And something we do as well is whitelist for agencies. So if you know any agency who need help with Google Ads and want to offer it as a service, we're their men. So thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Google Ads Unleashed. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss a future episode. If you found value in today's podcast, please share it with others and leave a rating and a review. For more information or to connect with Jeremy, check him out online at www.younganddigital.marketing. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.